What does fitna mean? I will tell you the linguistic meaning and the technical meaning. And I notice that some people, when they say linguistic meaning and the technical meaning, they're like, what's the difference? Example, what's up? Linguistic meaning, it comes from the root word, what is up? Which means you look up and there's a ceiling, linguistically. What's up? Technically, it means how are you doing? Clear? صح? Technical and linguistic. Alhamdulillah, in Islam, there's not that big of a difference. Fitna linguistically means, and I'm going to tell you something which in it, there's a definition. Gold, when it's extracted off earth and is discovered, it never comes always natural and pure. Every single time gold is discovered, around it there are impurities. So the fatan, that person, he's called fatan, is the one that gets that gold and puts it through a refining process, which we call fitna. So that fatan, that goldsmith in English, is the one that grabs that gold, puts it in a very high temperature like oven, and then he will differentiate between the pure from the impure. Clear? So the fitna linguistically comes from the one that does fatana, the gold, from impurity, from purities. So when my wife asks for a 24 karat gold that's so pure, I cannot afford it. So that's linguistically. Is that clear? Technically, fitna means, and that's an Islamic term, means test, trials and tribulations. And in the Quran and in the Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses fitna in different meanings. Example, fitna would mean kufr, disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ.
Is that clear? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in another verse where fitna means children and money.
إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة.
Then it can also mean killing.
وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا.
And another meaning, it can also mean calamities, trials, tribulation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون.
That every moment of your life is a test. Every single moment. Either خير, goodness that would come up to you and you would be thankful, or shar, that you should be patient towards. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. And do you know that each and every single one of us is a fitna to the other person? You are a fitna to me and I'm a fitna to you. We're a test and tribulation to one another. How is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا.
سبحان الله. Brother, طب why do we have to go through trials and tribulations? I said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. I said, there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is his slave and final messenger. Why should we go through trials and tribulations? There are two reasons. Before I mention the two reasons, I want to tap you in the shoulder, not in the face. Is there any doctor that would make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year without going through any kind of MCATs, PCATs, DATs, chemistry, biology, whatever class, where he or she has to be examined and take tests? Can anyone join the basketball team or the soccer team without going through some tests and tryouts? Can anyone take their driver license without taking a driving test? And now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do you guys think out of your mind that you will be saying I believe and you will not be tested? Allah is telling you that you'll be left alone saying I believe and no, don't test. أم سبحانallah, Allah سبحانه says أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة, and you think you'll enter paradise just like that. وَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and you will not face what the people in the past have faced. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا, they faced sicknesses, poverty, calamities, and they were shaken. وَزُلْزِلُوا, out of tests and trials. You think you will just say I believe and enter Jannah? You think you will just go with life so smoothly and you will go to Jannah where you have a mansion, where you go around and all kind of food is around? You'll go to Jannah and you will never ever in your life be sad or depressed. You will go to Jannah and enjoy every beautiful scene around you, not just like the one in Vancouver, but Jannah. You think you will go to Jannah where in that place you will never be sick, you will never sneeze except beauty. You will never have any sweat, and if you had sweat, when you have sweat, it'll be musk and beautiful smell. When you go to Jannah, your house will be made of bricks of gold and silver, all that in Jannah, just like that. And when you go to Jannah and you enjoy the most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing which you will ever experience, which is seeing Allah. You seeing Allah is the most beautiful thing in the world. You will just get it just like that? Before I mention the 2 points why we tested, you have to know that. Do you think you can make it to the top X factor without meeting Simon and making fun of you and harassing you? You have to go through the test. Allah tests you, reason number one. You gotta focus now. Allah would make you go through hardship for 2 reasons. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Number one reason, so they can be tested, so Allah can differentiate, can know the believer, the truthful, from the liar. You know how now the goldsmith would bring the gold into the hot oven? And the pure will be clear and the impurities will drop. And he has differentiated between the noble metals and the non-noble metals. Allah would test us so we can be clear and apparent, not just to Allah and the angels, but to the public. Very clear example. What is happening in Syria right now? What happening is a great fitna. And the Prophet told us a time will come where the people, the ones, the enemies of Islam, will come and attack the Muslim. The Prophet said it with his own tongue, going to the ears of the Sahaba, transmitted from their tongue and heart and memory all the way until this day in an authentic hadith. They will come and eat from you, and you will take a bite, just like how the people would gather under one plate, how rough they would be eating. The Sahaba said, oh Allah, is it because we are few in number, or Rasulullah, is it because we are few in numbers and that's why they're beating us and bullying us? He said, no, you guys will be large in numbers. But two issues these people will have at that time. The love of this dunya and the hate factor towards death. People will just be blind about this life. Life is just so beautiful. And death, I hate death. Just don't talk about it, brother. Brother, please don't ever talk about a Thursday gathering about death, because this depresses me. Death, a'udhu billah. SubhanAllah. May Allah protect us. So number one is to differentiate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now maybe there's a fitna roaming around you right now. Maybe. That fitna, you know what is it? I'm just guessing. that fitna that is roaming around right now is that why would Allah test us and differentiate between us if Allah already knows the results? Sah? It comes to the mind. And this is a fitna that comes to your mind. And I want you to focus really well on the following point. Bismillah. And before I mention it, I want to give you a personal experience. I taught as a substitute teacher. Is Dalal here? Is Dalal here? Dalal, raise your hand. Okay. So Dalal is one of my respected and honored students. So I apologize if I've ever annoyed you when I was a teacher, if I was ever rough. But when I was a teacher, I can estimate Dalal's final mark according to her beautiful attitude in class or horrible attitude. Allah knows best, and I know too. And she knows well. So it depends on the factor. And we can estimate after doing the homework what she can get in the final exam. But can I go and in her report card and put she got 100%? No. Because to be fair, you have to give her the exam just like any other student. Is that correct? But even in that class, I can estimate that girl and that girl and that girl and that girl. You see two NBA players, okay? Or two NBA teams. What's the number one team right now in the West? Huh? DC? OKC. Oakland. Oklahoma. Durant. SubhanAllah. So Kevin Durant. And who's the lowest one on the east side? The Bobcats, whatever. Let's say the first, and the best and the lowest. Can the Bobcats or whatever go to Oklahoma? And they say, okay, game is canceled. You guys are just a bunch of losers, seriously. Like, look at your record. See, there's no need to play the game because it's very obvious. Kevin Durant is going to dunk on every one of you guys. Okay, so game is canceled. Can they do that? They're fair, right? Allah is the most just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, listen. This is the point. Point number two, okay? There are only two. Allah will test you and will, because He will judge you according to your actions and sayings in this life and not according to His previous knowledge of you. One more time, very important. Allah tests you so He can judge you according to your actions and sayings, not according to His previous knowledge about you. You can go on the Day of Judgment, had there be no life, meet Allah, and Allah says, sorry, you're going to hell. You're like, whoa, come on, that's not fair. You didn't try me, you didn't test me. So to avoid these kind of sentences, Allah would give them the life and they would live life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would ask a very important question. Brother, why are you saying it's so dangerous? Fitnas are so dangerous for also two reasons. Tests and tribulations are very serious. You cannot take it lightly. You cannot just be so easily distracted every time someone walks in. Because we're talking about fitna. And this someone walking in is a fitna. This is a clear live example of a fitna. Right now, the next person that walks in, we will see what happens to you. Is that clear? You will know a person who walks in. This is a, wallahi, it's a fitna. I'm not kidding. I say wallahi. But the question is, how will you react to it? Will you look at that person and completely zone away and fly and think about your honeymoon and think of the wedding dress you saw yesterday, which you're not going to probably get married another 10 years, but it's like scrolling down. I like that wedding dress, yeah. Are you ready to get married, sister? La a'udhu billah, it's like a long time from now. Why are you wasting your time checking wedding dresses? This is another fitna. SubhanAllah. So let's see what happens, okay? Make sure when the thing happens, throw it to the camera. No problem. Bismillah. Number one reason why fitna is very dangerous. Number one, because fitna is presented not to your eyes, not to your ears only, but to your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ. Fitan are presented, tests and tribulations are presented to the heart. To the heart. And look, when the Prophet uses the word, you know that's the best word to be used. Because that's revelation from Allah. Just like how Quran is revealed. Hadith from Rasulullah ﷺ, revealed, getting and transmitted from Allah to Jibreel to Rasulullah ﷺ. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said, فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا. Whenever a test or calamity comes to the heart, He didn't say to the person, to the heart, and that heart rejects it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh, flipper of the hearts, hold my heart firm on your religion. أعوذ بالله. I seek Allah's refuge from the devil. You see a person walking by, opposite gender, very attractive, anything like that. أعوذ بالله. This is a fitna. If that person أنكرها, avoids it. نكت في قلبه نكتة بيضاء. A white, beautiful, and pure dot. White dot is placed on the heart. And if that person أشربها drinks that fitna, absorbs the fitna, نكت في قلبه نكتة سوداء. A black dot will be placed on that heart until there will only be two kinds of hearts, no third. The first heart is a white and pure heart that no fitna can any longer mess up with that sister or brother. That heart is so firm and strong, purely white, that no fitna can come. And the Prophet said, until مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, as long as this person lives all her life or his life. May Allah make us amongst them. And if you said Ameen, then watch out. There's another level over the fitnas. But we'll keep it to another time. We mentioned it briefly in other times. And if that person, every time there's a fitna that comes, they just absorb it. You know what? I give up, man. Seriously, like, look where I live. Look at this area. Look at St. Patrick's Day. People wearing mini shorts that are green and the beer and the wine around us. Look where I live. Look at my high school. A girl in front of me, a girl behind me, a girl on my right, a girl on my left. Look at them naked. How can I be patient? Forget it. Absorb and absorb and absorb. An exam is stolen from the teacher. You hear an announcement that the exam has been stolen. Fitna comes to you and be part of this. Give us some cash. And this is a fitna that come. Will you absorb it and not have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pay the money and get the exam? If that person keeps absorbing, the heart will turn into black. كَالْكُوزِ مُجَخِيَة. That's the Prophet words. كَالْكُوزِ مُجَخِيَة. You know what does that mean? It's like a heart that becomes so dark, so rigid, so rough. And the Prophet says, imagine the heart, it's already dark and black and horrible. It's placed into a cup, and the cup is put upside down on a plate. Then the Prophet said, لا يعرف معروفة. You tell them anything that is good, they ignore you, don't even hear you. A sincere hand is extended to that person. Let me help you out. You look like you're in trouble. You look like you're in love and deeply in love. They're about to go into zina. Let me help you out. In that zone, خلاص, they just absorbed every fitna. ولا ينكر منكرا. Not just they don't take any good, any advice. They do not see anything wrong. And I'm sure you know people like that. Come on. I've known her since we were in kindergarten. She's just like my sister. Oh, really? She's just like my sister, brother. Look, look. See, I have no emotions. See, I wallahi, look, look. Bro, if she was even nude in front of me, I have no feelings. I will cover her. Wallahi, a brother said that. If she was naked in front of me, I'll just cover her. Yeah, you'll probably do that and cover her and smile back. And I'm talking to men, by the way. I don't know about... I just don't want to confuse people. Yani. I'm just talking to men, just to make it clear. Bismillah. Just what do you mean, just brother and sister? Yeah, we go to the movies, we watch the movie. We have one seat between us. I take the popcorn, and then she takes the popcorn. And brother, I remind her to say Bismillah. I say Bismillah. Jazakallah khair. Wa iyyakum. Allah iftah alayka, habibi. SubhanAllah, and much, and fitna after fitna, that the person doesn't see anything wrong. إِلَّا مَا أُشْرِبَ هَوَى مِنْ هَوَى. Except what their desire. So they desire something. Is it available? Is it there? Yes, it's halal. I want this. Is it available? No. Okay, it's haram. That's the Prophet's words. He will go with whatever he desires. May Allah protect us. The second reason, and you can notice by now, that it comes to the heart. And let's give a lot more realistic example. When a person goes online, I'll just take the example, watches whatever he or she watches, and deep inside the heart, I'm talking to the people with hearts, not the people with black hearts. And may Allah make us all amongst that, these hearts that are so white and beautiful and solid that no fitna can harm us. Ameen. When a fitna comes and that person is online doing whatever wrong they're doing, whatever wrong, just think about the example. They think the moment they exited that window, they closed that window, that the fitna has been eliminated, has exited as well. You're wrong. The Prophet said fitna comes to the heart. So you would watch an adult haram scene and you think that once you exit that window, you're done. You tell me that you're not. I'm pretty sure, don't tell me, I'm pretty sure it's not done. You would go to your bed and you turned off the lights, you turned off the computer, and you went to bed, and you put your hand just like that, and then you close your eyes. But guess what? The video plays again. The video plays again, and you see the same exact scenes again, with audio, and all the noise, and everything that was going around, you hear it, and you start getting obsessed, and the ones that would listen to music, whatever it is, even if it was Quran, whatever it is, you would go to bed, and you would hear what you used to always hear. There are no more headphones, but it went to your heart. We need to protect ourselves. May Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The second reason why it's so dangerous is because due to its abundance, it's everywhere. Fitna right now, it's everywhere. It's just unbelievable. You walk from one class to other class, section to another section. You walk, you pick up your books, the girl right beside you, she's wearing whatever she's wearing. You walk, and like, hey Majid, how are you doing today? A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem. And then she comes, another one opens her locker, like, a'udhu billahi. And then you want to lower your gaze, and then you see a poster on the floor. Come on, night dance, high school dance, whatever, holy names, come on. And then you walk like, a'udhu billah. And then another fitna comes, salat al-duhr. Huh? How's that fitna? Salat al-duhr. Are you going to skip the salah to go for a class, and then asr is going to come, and you miss duhr completely? Another fitna comes. Are you thankful that Allah has made you patient? Because fitna in good and bad. And as you walk, are you thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you these legs which you're walking with? That the eyes which you've seen with? Are you being thankful? As you go and you see in your biology class something in the embryo and the baby and how it's made and all that stuff, do you say, subhanallah, this is a fitna, are you going to be thankful? Are you going to doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does Allah really exist? That's the question. Fitna after fitna, abundance after abundance, and look what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, you know how we talk about every prophet came and mentioned whatever is good to people to follow, and he mentioned whatever is evil so people are warned and away from it? Then he said that the blessed and the best of times are the ones that are in the past, and the worst of times are the ones are full of fitna and bala are the ones that are coming up. Then he said, وَسَتَجِيءُ فِتْنَةٌ فَيَقُولِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Underline the word mu'min. And the believer will say when the fitna approaches, what will they say? This is going to destroy me. This is going to destroy me. This is going to destroy me. That fitna is going to knock me out, because they know they cannot handle this. Then that fitna will move away. Whatever happens, Allah knows best of the results. Did they overcome the fitna? Did they lose? Then another fitna comes. They're like, no, hadhi. No, this fitna, this one was going to knock me out. This one is going to destroy me. Hadhi muhlikati. And then that fitna will pass by. And another fitna comes, which is bigger than the first and the second. Like, oh, this one. No, for sure, this one's going to knock me out. No, I cannot handle this. And then it will pass, and a bigger one comes, and a bigger one comes. The Sahaba got so freaked out. They said, Ya Rasulullah, when will this time happen? When will this time happen, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Fil Harj. The Sahabi said, and when is Al Harj? He said, when the person no longer feels safe and secured with the ones he or she is sitting with. Let me say in Arabic, حين لا يأمن الرجل جليسه. When the person sitting no longer feels safe and secure from the people around. And wallahi, I believe this occurs. You sit with a group of people, you want to say something. You don't know, do they have a big mouth? Will they just tell people what they're telling them? Do you have to tell them, say, well, they won't tell anyone? Do you have to do this? You just don't feel secured anymore. Is she really saying the truth to me? Is she really lying? Did she really go there? You just, no more. Allahu Akbar. This is the time. This is the time. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. The Prophet told us that the fitna will come. And anyone that wants to seek fitna, I want to meet fitna. They think they're Hulk Hogan. They think they're the best. They think they're Arnold. You know what? I'm the strongest person in the world. Give me whatever fitna. I will overcome it. The Prophet told you, don't do that. The Prophet told you, don't test yourself. Do not test your iman. Do not go and seek fitnas. Some already failed. Don't go and seek fitnas. Because you do not know the state of your heart when the fitna occurs. One time beside my house, and I told you several times there's a bar beside my house, and every time they go crazy, I wonder. I'm like, what are they doing? They're so loud, this is horrible. I pick up my car, I drive to them. I want to see this fitna. Yeah, stupid, ya Majid. Yeah, stupid. I wish I made this halaqah before. Because I learn, by the way, when I do this. I learn way more than you guys, way more. But the question is, do I apply it? Allahu A'lam. May Allah not make me the bridge which you guys go over from the hell to Jannah and that bridge falls. Say ameen. So I left my house, I'm like, let me see what they're doing. A'udhu billah. Let me go give nasiha and advise the people. Are you serious? Okay. I drive my Ford Escape, very angry, with my hoodie, like a hoodie. Oh. And then I drive, there's a red light. A girl comes up to me. I roll down the window, and she puts her hands like that. She's like, hey cutie. And wallahi, my heart, Allah knows best how many beats. A'udhu billah. She's like, hey, and she's drunk. And he command drunks, that means, subhanAllah, shaitan comes, wallahi, shaitan comes. So that means she will not remember anything what you do with her. I'm serious. Shaitan was like, you don't remember anything what's going with her. And then she said, tonight is my 17th birthday. You know, if you want to chill with us. Isn't that a fitna? That's a horrible fitna. Alhamdulillah. That traffic light became green. And someone in the back is like, let's go, come on, come on. I'm like, alhamdulillah. Because wallahi, I have no idea what I would have done. Don't go and seek fitnas. The Prophet told you, move away from them. Dodge, dodge, go away. Do the matrix move. Fitna comes, all everything. All the bullets, just move away from them. I'm serious. Move away from them. The Prophet said, when the Masih al-Dajjal comes, when the Antichrist comes, what, go see him? Don't go see him. He told the Sahaba, that was the Sahaba, the best of people, ya Jama'ah. Then what about me and you, you old miskin? Because you do not know the state of your heart when that fitna comes. You might be solved one day and the other day you might fail. May Allah protect us, ya Rabbil Alameen. There are two kinds of fitness. You see how many times I say two? SubhanAllah. Because fitna is every moment. Your life is divided into moments, and you have only two kinds of moments, no third. A moment of a blessing, which you should thank Allah, and a moment of sadness or calamity or a test, which you should be patient. Two kinds of fitna. Fitna to shahawat, the fitna of worldly desires, dunya, money, opposite gender, status, high marks, society, like appreciation and like whatever it is, like reputation. And the other kind of fitna is fitna to who knows? I give you the first thing. Ash-shubuhat. SubhanAllah. The first fitna is the desires. The other one is the ambiguous, unclear, doubtful things, specifically in Islam. Examples of fitnas in the worldly desires. Ho, ho. We mentioned so many examples already. But 17-year-old, cutie brother and all that stuff. You walk and there's a job with money and wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. All of us, whoever memorized it, say it. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ
عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ.
لا لا. والله هنا. والله عنده حسن الثواب. Allah tells you a big list of things that worldly desires. Number one, He mentioned was women. An opposite gender, opposite gender. SubhanAllah, this is a serious fitna. Especially in our times, there's not a single video clip, a music clip, except that there's an opposite gender that has to do whatever they do. You know what? One of the reasons why Lady Gaga is so famous, why she's just unbelievably famous, is because usually, it's the guy singing, and the girl acts whatever she does. But Lady Gaga switched it. I sing, and I also do it, and the guys do it to me, like in terms of movements and stuff. That's why the people like, this is not common, even the disbelievers, even the people that are just corrupted, they're like, oh, this is different. Then Nicki Minaj comes and she copies. And she keeps changing the hair color, green, pink. May Allah protect us. Don't ask me how I knew. A very important point is because in the NBA All-Star game, I was having dinner with my wife at Applebee's, and there was a screen right in front of me, the NBA All-Star game. So who comes? Nicki Minaj. She's going crazy. My daughter's like, I'm like, A'udhu Billah. I'm like, come, take away. Move, SubhanAllah, fitna after fitna. I'm going to have dinner with my wife. Fitna right there, boy. I'm about to eat. Can you please not put any alcohol or pork in my food? Fitna. My daughter looking, fitna. My wife is like, what are you looking at? Wallahi, accident. And she's like, do you know what she said? It was funny. She's like, this whole time you were looking at the screen, I thought I'm looking at the same screen, but it was different channels. But Allah, I tried to avoid it as much as possible. SubhanAllah, fitna after fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and before that, you know what, let me ask you guys another question. Let me see your knowledge about the deen and your survival factors. What is the primary test? The primary test for the people of Israel? Huh? What is it? Quick. Say it.
Women.
Hello. Say out loud. Women. What's the primary test for us?
Women.
Women? I just don't say that out loud. Are you married?
Dajjal.
But he didn't come yet. Money. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'm not worried. لا أخشى عليكم الفقر. I'm not worried that you guys will be poor. I'm not worried about that. إني أخشى أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا. I'm worried that the dunya will open its doors for you. And money will flow. Just like how it flew to the people in the past. And they were racing towards that money until they were competing with one another until they got destroyed. That's what I'm worried about. The Prophet is worried about money. And SubhanAllah, you can even see the young brothers and sisters when they play basketball. What would they say? Money. Money. Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah. Change. SubhanAllah. Jazakallah khair. And they score, they have to give it back to the person, right? Change. Money. Just obsessed. Brother, what school are you going to after high school? Like, what do you mean? Like, what university? Any, do I have to? Any, and how can you just make it to life? And how can you make money? That's the mind. But I'm saying, go to university, go to college, enjoy your life, alhamdulillah, study. But is it just for money? Do you know how many people ask that question? And I'm pretty sure you agree. What's the most job that makes more money? Most money? Right? Doctor? And then they're like, I want to go become a medical doctor. I hate every class, but just because there's a lot of money afterwards. Tablish. Okay, hello. Is it for the sake of Allah? Wallah, I'll think about it, inshallah. But Sani, inshallah, I will listen to your lecture online and I'll decide, inshallah. Money, subhanAllah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, fear, watch out, be careful, open your eyes. Take care of what? اتقوا الدنيا. Be careful of this dunya, of this life. There's a lot of illusions, brothers and sisters. The Prophet said that statement after he said, Allah has chosen you to take care of this world and of the ummah. استخلفكم على الأرض. فاتقوا الدنيا. And what was the next statement he said, which is the third statement in that hadith? And out of all the dunya, he specified one thing you guys need to watch out for. وَاتَّقُوا النساء, women. Out of everything in this life, the Prophet said, وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاء. And similarly, the women should watch out from the opposite gender. And by the way, the fitna that you girls have towards us is way beyond your imagination. It's like يوم القيامة, when we go to Jannah, inshallah, all of us, and then you see like the chart how the fitna affects us, you're like, wow, I never knew I wasn't so ugly. And you were like, I really made that guy go nuts? Oh my God. Yes, you have the capabilities, and that's a fitna. So use it in the best of ways. Brothers and sisters, not a single person in this room, not a single person in this room except that they are beautiful. I want you to know that. Wallahi, not a single one of you guys is ugly. Can you stop thinking like that? Am I so ugly? Especially the girls, like just please, like quit it. Let's like repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you really think this matches? Do I look ugly? I do look fat? Yahi, don't worry. Some of the scholars have said, and they look the fitna of men to women. They said the fitna which the men receive from the women is that they feel a lot of what, let's say blunt, sexual stuff, right? Just sexually, lust, I just want to touch her, just this and that. The woman fitna which she receives from the guy is that she wants to be the center of attention. She wants every guy in class to think she's the most beautiful girl in the world. That's the fitna. Like, oh, does he like me? Type, okay, check, next. Oh, brother, yeah, him. Okay, what does he like, green, blue, or whatever, you know what I mean? And that's the fitna of women, they just want to have the spotlight. And the man is like, bro, anyone, just come, khalas. Yeah. And that's it, just one person is enough for me. Subhanallah. No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as I don't have any emotions towards the other gender. And it can be possible that there are emotions towards the same gender. Yes, it's possible. Emotions. But don't go wear a purple shirt. Okay? Yes, it's possible. And this is a fitna. And the ulama have said, have you had emotion? And wallah, it happened to people somewhere around here. Okay? They said, I have feelings towards that person. I'm like, oh my God, just don't send that email again to me. Okay? What should I do? Then we send her a link that this is a fitna which Allah is testing you with. So you do your best to seek Allah's refuge. This is an exit sign. I'm telling you, survival. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, protect me. Oh Allah, you sincerely humble yourself to Allah. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, take and extract these emotions away from my heart. Oh Allah, please help. Oh Allah. You humble yourself. Then Allah told us a lot of stuff to help us out. Can you put 10 minutes, please? Then, subhanAllah, when it comes to money, there's one brother who had this beautiful job, like over 6-digit salary, mashallah. When his supervisor changed, there's only 3 positions similar to his. That's how big of a shot he is, okay? When the supervisor changed, the new supervisor came and she noticed, or he noticed, I wasn't sure what was the gender, is that that man leaves every time specifically for an hour on Friday for Jum'ah. So supervisor said, talked to that person, said, I'm the new hire supervisor, as you know, as we talked before, and I want to tell you that it's absolutely not fair for you to take 1 hour off during a rush hour on a Friday. Don't do that. So you need to stop. He's like, sorry, this is part of my religion. I cannot stop praying Friday prayers on that specific time and take that 1 hour off. She told them, or he told them, then do not be surprised if you found a slip on your desk telling you you're out. It's just not fair. So that's what, a fitna or not? That's a serious fitna. Fitna of money, I'm making so much money, I have family and this and that. And I got rent, I got this, I got the payments for tuition for my children. So he said, I was thinking and thinking, he's like, what should I do? And then she told him, just don't be surprised. And that thing is ringing in his ears. Don't be surprised if you see the slip on your table. Back and forth with that fitna, fighting that fitna, and trying to seek Allah's help and support, and seeking knowledge with that knowledge, because if he had no knowledge, he would think that leaving Jum'ah is okay. He told her, do whatever you wish. A few days later, he gets a call, come to my office. He said, okay, this is it. Bismillah. Oh Allah, make us patient. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh flipper of the hearts, hold my heart firm on your religion. Just making dua, oh Allah, make me strong, make me firm, make me firm. Because the fitna, had you pass it, your iman will go up or down. up. If you pass a fitna, your iman goes up. You pass another fitna, iman goes up and up and up and up and up so high that no fitna can harm you. So he went and she told him, I noticed as I'm searching about Islam that there are 5 daily prayers. So you don't only take an hour off on Fridays, but you also take some time every single day, 5 times a day. She said, is that really that serious in your religion? He said, yes, it is. He's getting ready and just to pack his stuff and get the box. And she told him, I understand your religion. I respect the commitment which you guys show to your religion. This shows some serious determination. This is awesome. You know what? You're allowed not just to go pray Jum'ah, but you're allowed to pray your 5 daily prayers in the masjid. Wallahi, no joke. And this is our time. How his iman will go? His iman will go skyrocket. Rasulullah ﷺ told us, what Allah told him, when the people shouted to the Sahaba, Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. The people of the Arabian Peninsula, everybody has gathered to kill all the Muslims and finish them up. What was the reaction of the Sahaba? إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمْعَ لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Allah says the next word, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Their iman went skyrocket. They're going to kill you. Iman skyrockets. Because they had the knowledge. They learned. They were hanging out with good people. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. They were men. They were men. They said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. We put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the best of trustees. Can you be like that? Can you be like that? You can, inshallah. You seek Allah's refuge, you seek Allah's support, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah protect all of our brothers and sisters, the young and the old. And Allah knows, wallahi Allah knows, that our age, that tests and tribulations are so much and so hard. Allah knows. That's why now you understand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that amongst the people will be under the shade of the throne of Allah, when there's no shade except His shade, when the sun is only 1 mile away from your head, and people are sweating to their nose, to their eyes, to their mouth, to their knees, and some people are drowning from their sweat. Who is under the shade? Young, beautiful people like you that maintain their iman and deen during this age. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. A young boy or a girl that was raised solid to the deen. And how beautiful it is to find people like that. And wallahi, if it wasn't for the sake of fitna, and when you want to praise someone, very important note, when you want to praise someone, if you think that it's a fitna, right? So I tell you, mashallah, sister, the way you cover yourself with the jilbab is just amazing, subhanallah. What a beautiful da'wah machine you are, okay? That can be a fitna to you, right? But if I told you this, your iman will be shaky, and then you drop it, and your iman will go down, I will not compliment you. Is that clear? So do not praise people or compliment them that you think they'll be affected in their heart. Sincerity will be shaken. Is that clear? So I believe Allah knows best that our imam, mashallah, may Allah protect him and make him solid. I think if I praise him, mashallah, you have a beautiful voice. I don't think it's sincere to be like, Majid likes my voice. Allah, subhanallah, Majid real. No. It's just nothing. It's absolutely nothing. All what he cares about is what Allah thinks of his voice. Is it sincere or not? Not is it beautiful or not? Allah does not judge you according to your shape and your look and your skin color. No. He judges you according to your taqwa, your Allah's consciousness in your heart and your awareness of Allah. Allah is looking at me with this click. The second kind of fitna is fitna to shubuhat. The fitna of doubtful things. And this is worse than everything we mentioned. Fitna to shubuhat, we said doubtful matters in terms of the deen. Now these days, the doubtfulness we go through with our brothers and sisters is not about, is KFC haram or halal? And now we have reached beyond this level. Now we get emails. How can Allah know everything in the future? Did Allah really create us? And question after question that, had someone failed this fitna, what happens? They will become a kafir, right? If they say Allah did not create us or this and that, correct? But if someone falls in the fitna of shahawat, the desirable fitnas, women, you know what? You slept with 100 women, okay? Let's be blunt. You slept with 100 women. You repent to Allah sincerely, Allah will forgive you. Inshallah. But even if you slept with 100 women and you did not repent, and you firmly believed in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and you had some iman in your heart, at the end of the day, you might be tortured like no tomorrow, or Allah might forgive you, but you'll go to Jannah. And I know many parents and stuff, and many mothers like, don't tell them that stuff. No, you have to know this. At the end of the day, you're going to Jannah. Fully believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan. But if you once were doubtful, Allah does not know the future. Allah, God knows things as it happens. Then, is that person Muslim? Will they ever go to Jannah? Not in a million years. Clear? And I want to mention a fitna, and this is an advice for all brothers and sisters in this room. An email was sent. I cannot express to you, that's the email, I cannot express to you the words that I want to say. I have no words to tell you. She can't even, man, subhanAllah, I can tell from the email, you can tell from the tone, right? She's like, I have no words to say, and I feel so shameful to say the following. As I was walking in my house, and I know, brother, you talk so much about adult videos and stuff, and I'm sure, brother, you say this because you know this is afflicted to many of the brothers. And I tell you, yes, over 90% easy. Easy, easy, easy. She said, as I'm walking in my house, I noticed my brother, and not most, and there's only like 4 or 5 little boys or kids, but no problem. But I'm going to say it up high so you can get what I'm trying to say. My brother was watching such and such video while doing the private act. The sister saw that with her own eyes. I tell the brothers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot push the fitna away from you, at least don't present it to the people. If you cannot leave horrible music and cursing and so on, at least don't make the other ears hear it. If you cannot stop loving the opposite gender in a haram way, don't share with the people your beautiful experiences. Is that clear? She was hurt, and you will be held accountable for that. And she went through some fitna. She went through some fitna. And may Allah allow her to overcome it. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Because you know that if she was grossed out to hell, forgive me for my language, and she cannot handle that thing anymore, she might not even want to get married. She can no longer trust men after that because for what they're doing. So watch out from the fitna which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test you with. May Allah protect our brothers and sisters. Wallahi, there's so many stories. Just like beyond what you can think, subhanAllah. Beyond what you can think. It is so much. Rasulullah ﷺ told us, do not go to a magician. Do not go to people that read your palm. Do not go to people that sorcery and stuff like that. Do not go. Because if you would to go, you'll have the fitna of a shubuhat. You'll have this fitna. Do not go. I was in the airplane. The same airplane I told you about, the girl and the guy, the doctor and the engineer. And he's like, I can read palms. He's like, let me read your palm. I'm like, I don't want you to read my palm. No, not even. I'm sorry. He's like, why? I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm fine. I'm good, alhamdulillah. Don't worry about it. So he talked to the doctor. He's like, oh my God. You have this and that. The Prophet said, listen carefully. If you were to go to anyone similar to this, reading the coffee, finjan, reading the palm, reading Scorpio, Cancer, my horoscope, oh my God, I'm going to find my beautiful husband today. I mean, sarcastic, but that's what they do, right? If you just go into these things, Allah will not accept your prayers for 40 nights. For 40 nights. That's if you did not believe in it. So just like for the fun of it. Okay, just read, but you know what? I don't believe you because I know you're a liar anyways. Just read it. If you've done that 40 nights, your salah is not accepted. You're still a Muslim. And you still have to pray. But if you went there, and the magician or a sahir or al-kahin told you this, this, and that, and you're like, oh, he must have saying the truth because he know, you know what? He's right. I do have 2 brothers and 2 sisters. Yes, yes, I do have a mother and father. He's right. Yeah. Allah said, if you believe that future which He mentions, then you have left and deviated away from Islam. SubhanAllah. Fitna to shubahat. May Allah protect us from it. SubhanAllah. The Sahaba asked the Prophet, oh Rasulullah SallAllahu Alaihi Wasallam, how Why Rasulullah? Just take very nice and respect. Like, why Rasulullah is the shaheed, the one who fights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the only person that dies as shaheed, like we know, does not get punished in the grave? Who knows the answer? One more time. Why is a shaheed, the one that fights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have sincere intention to die as a martyr, why is that person not punished in the grave? You know the hadith?
No.
You don't know the hadith? Okay. Okay. You know what the Prophet said? He said, he didn't even answer. He said, it's enough. Listen. He said, it's enough of a fitna for the believer to see the shining side of a sword. You know that there's like the sun, and you have a sword that's metal, and you see the shining part of it, like the sun, like side effect or whatever it is, reflection of the light. He said, this is a fitna, and that's enough of a fitna for them not to be punished. Enough. So the Prophet is aware, subhanAllah. May Allah protect us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Other things which you have to do, you seek Allah's refuge. The Prophet said, the Prophet ordered you, ta'awadhu billahi min al-fitan. The Prophet told you, ta'awadhu billahi min al-fitan. Seek Allah's refuge from tests and trials. So let's together, a'udhu billahi min al-fitan. Allahumma, protect us. Oh Allah, protect us from fitan. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Ma dhahra minha wa batan. Which is apparent to us and which is not apparent. Another thing which we didn't mention in terms of survivals is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh, ya Mu'adh, wallahi I love you. Ah, tismaha. From the Prophet, wallahi I love you. He tells the brother and the sister when he meets you, wallahi inni uhibbuk. Ya. Wallahi, price tag, priceless. Mafi price. And he tells you, wallahi inni uhibbuki. Ya Allah. And he sees all the struggles which he went through in 2012 and 11 and 10 and the future. And he told Mu'adh, and Mu'adh, you know what he said? He said, oh Rasulullah, I'll give up my mom and father for you because how much he loved them. Then the Prophet told him, inni usika ya Mu'adh. I give you advice, oh Mu'adh. Will you guys take it? Mu'adh was a young man. You guys take it? He said, ya Mu'adh, after every prayer, say, Allahumma, a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, assist me in worshipping you correctly. A'inni ala dhikrika, mentioning you, and thanking you, and worshipping you correctly. Don't forget to say that after every prayer. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the happy one is the one that avoids the fitan. Inna as-sa'id liman junniba al-fitan. He said it three times. The happy person is the one that is away from fitan. The happy person is the one that avoids fitan. The happy one is the one that moves away from the fitan. He tells you once, twice, and thrice, subhanAllah. May Allah make us amongst the one that are protected from the fitan. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen.